This is VOA News. This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Several ceremonies took place on Sunday to commemorate the 77th anniversary of D-Day that led to the liberation of France and Europe from the German occupation. On June 6, 1944, more than 150,000 Allied troops landed on code-named beaches carried by 7,000 boats. For the second year in a row, commemorations are marked by virus travel restrictions that have prevented veterans or families of fallen soldiers from the United States, Britain, and Canada making the trip to France. Most public events have been canceled, and the official ceremonies were limited to a small number of selected guests and dignitaries. Over the anniversary weekend, many locals have come out to visit the monuments marking the key moments of the fight and to show their gratitude. The U.S. peace envoy to Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, along with a high-level delegation, met Sunday with leaders in Kabul to discuss bilateral cooperation after U.S. and coalition troops leave the country by a September 11th deadline. You can find more on that and other stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Attackers killed 88 people in Nigeria's Kebbi state on Thursday, spurring its governor to pledge a bigger deployment of security forces on Sunday, as insecurity spreads largely unchecked through the country's northwest. Perpetrators swept through 8 villages, killing people and sending residents fleeing, police said, giving a death toll of 88. Details are still emerging. A spokesperson for Kebbi Governor Abubakar Bagudu said on Sunday that the attackers had come from neighboring Niger and Zamfara states, rustling cattle and destroying crops. Gunmen have ramped up attacks on the region's communities in recent years, forcing thousands to flee across Nigeria's northern border to Niger. The attackers have become globally notorious because of mass kidnappings at schools, with more than 800 students abducted since December. U.S. President Joe Biden has promised that the United States will stand with its European allies against Russia. This comes ahead of the president's first face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden is set to leave Wednesday for Europe, where he will attend summits of both G7 and NATO, as well as hold a meeting with Putin in Geneva on June 16th. The summit comes amid the biggest crisis in ties between the two countries in years. There are tensions over hacking allegations, human rights, and claims of election meddling. In an op-ed for The Washington Post published Saturday, Biden promised to shore up Washington's democratic alliances in the face of multiple crises and mounting threats from Moscow and Beijing. Since taking office in January, Biden has ramped up pressure on the Kremlin. His comments likening Putin to a killer were met with fierce criticism in Moscow. But both leaders have expressed hopes that relations can improve. Putin said Friday he expects a positive result from the talks. The Iraqi army said Sunday 2 drones were destroyed above a base housing U.S. troops 1 month after the same base was targeted by an armed drone. The Iraqi military said the U.S. military's C-RAM defense system was activated to shoot down the drones above the Ain al-Assad base located in Iraq's western desert. Several hours earlier, a rocket was shot down above Baghdad airport. A spokesman for the U.S.-led military coalition in Iraq said the incident concluded without causing casualties or damage. The coalition was sent to Iraq to help the country's military fight the Islamic State jihadist group, a campaign that Baghdad declared won in late 2017. The U.S. consistently blames Iran-linked Iraqi factions for rocket attacks against Iraqi installations housing U.S. personnel. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melt, VOA News.